With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. During his address to the UN General Assembly, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu affirmed his nation's commitment to wipe out Hamas.
The final remnants of Hamas are holed up in Gaza City. They vow to repeat the atrocities of October 7th again and again and again, no matter how diminished their forces. That is why Israel must finish the job.
Meanwhile, President Trump says there is progress toward ending the war in Gaza.
It's looking like we have a deal on Gaza. And we'll let you know. I think it's a deal that will get the hostages back. It's going to be a deal that will end the war. It's going to be a deal with, it's going to be peace. I think we have a deal.
President Trump says he'll divert some tariff revenues to farmers in the U.S. More from White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
The president's tariff policies have financially hurt some American farmers, and he plans to give them help.
We're going to take some of that tariff money that we made, we're going to give it to our farmers, who are for a little while going to be hurt until it kicks in, the tariffs kick into their benefit.
During his first term, U.S. farmers also endured a drop in demand, and the Trump administration helped to rescue them financially. Greg Clugston, The White House.
The Transportation Department will immediately tighten up the requirements for non-citizens to get commercial driver's license after three fatal crashes this year in Florida, Texas, and Alabama that officials say were caused by immigrant truck drivers who should have never received licenses. Tennessee Governor Bill Lee says additional federal law enforcement agents will focus on crime in Memphis starting next week. The governor said at a news conference that 13 federal agencies will arrive in phases, including the National Guard. This is SRN News. Americans weigh in on the Trinity.
A new poll from Lifeway Research finds that 71% of adults believe that there is, quote, one true God in three persons, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. However, the survey also finds that 49% of Americans think that Jesus was a great teacher, but he was not God. And 57% say the Holy Spirit is a force, but not a personal being. Lifeway says these numbers are about the same as 5 years ago. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Pope Leo has disappointed millions of Catholics around the world by announcing that he doesn't foresee any changes in the Vatican's controversial 2018 agreement with China, allowing the Communist Party to select bishops. The Vatican under Pope Francis claimed the deal would help unite China's estimated 12 million Catholics, long divided between those belonging to an official state-sanctioned church and an underground church that's loyal to Rome. This is SRN News. The Federal Reserve's favored inflation gauge accelerated slightly in August from a year earlier.
The Commerce Department reports that its personal consumption expenditures price index was up 2.7% in August from a year earlier, up from a 2.6% year-over-year increase in July and the most since February. Excluding volatile food and energy prices, so-called core PCE inflation showed a 2.9 increase in prices from August 2024, same as in July. The increases were what forecasters had expected. John Scott reporting.
A medical examiner has confirmed that Shane Tamura, who killed four people in a Manhattan office tower this summer, was suffering from chronic traumatic encephalopathy. Tamura, a Las Vegas casino worker, shot himself July 28th, shooting in a building housing NFL headquarters. The victims included a police officer, security guard, and two office workers. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.